Carla, good afternoon. How are you?
I am doing so well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I appreciate you making time. We tried to get connected last week, folks, but it was Big Show Friday, and Big Show Friday is not named that because nothing's going on. So I had to beg Carla, come back on Monday, because the school's out for IU. School's out for the Monroe County School System. Our friends at RBB are just getting done as well, and you've got some great, great opportunities coming up. If not this week, because sometimes with the family and everything else, but we have a bunch of great things going on until the end of 2023, and you're here to tell us all about them. Number one, how did you get over to the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites to be their director of communications? You've had some other ties to the area that are pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I have. You know, I have been part of the Hoosier hospitality community for over a decade now. I've been with the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites for several months, and it has been just a pleasure to learn all about the 12 locations that we have all across the state of Indiana, including two that are just within an hour's driving distance of Bloomington.
Yeah, I didn't know you had 12 of them either. Go ahead. Well, it's almost like playing trivia. List the 12 off, and I will be surprised at where they all are. Where are all the fun places we can go if people are looking for an Indiana staycation here over the next few weeks?
Okay, I'm going to start closest.
I like that.
My way out. Nashville, Indiana is home to the T.C. Steele State Historic Site. So that's just a really quick, like 25 minutes drive from Bloomington. And it is just a gorgeous home and landscape property that was owned by famous artist T.C. Steele and his wife Selma. If you are an outdoors person, if you are an art lover, if you are a history lover, there are so many different things to love and enjoy about this location. Then just, of course, up the road in Indianapolis, we have our Indiana State Museum. Lots to explore and enjoy here.
Can you get all that in one day, or is that a two-day project, or is it a three-day project, or is it a four-day project?
You know, if you are visiting the State Museum, you know, it's something I always like to say, set aside a day for it. We have three floors that you can explore through our galleries. And then especially around the holidays, we have additional activities that you can do with visits with Santa, all sorts of additional festivities with Celebration Crossing. You definitely want to take a day to enjoy everything that we have to offer. And then, you know, maybe even stay the night. Indianapolis is such a beautiful city. We are located within steps of downtown. You can walk to sporting venues and shopping destinations and amazing restaurants. We have hotels just across the street that make the stay so much easier, and it is absolutely worth an overnight, a couple of days for you this holiday season.
Yeah, if you want to get away, folks, again, and we're just talking about here locally in Monroe County, you're 25, 30 minutes from downtown, or just up the street, and boy, the construction getting done on the highway, making things go a lot faster up to Indianapolis. But Celebration Crossing, I've lived in Indiana almost my whole life. Is this something new, or am I just learning about this today like a lot of our listeners?
Well, I think you're learning about it for the first time because we actually have traditions that have been part of Celebration Crossing for over 30 years now. And one of my absolute favorites is Santa's Big Arrival. This is the only place in Indiana you'll see anything like this. Santa comes in this Friday at 11 o'clock. He arrives by helicopter.
Well, he should. He's got to work all next month, so there's no point to let the reindeer have a little bit of a break.
Right. Absolutely. We give the reindeer a day off, and Santa is going to come in style. It's got a great wow factor. The kids really love this arrival. And then after that, he's going to welcome everybody inside of the museum. They're going to share a beautiful holiday story and then light up our magnificent 92 county tree. That marks the opening of Celebration Crossing for the rest of the year.
Excellent. So that is coming up on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So if you need to get out, if you've had a house full of people and you're tired of bumping into everybody, this is a great way to get out and enjoy it, because we do our tree lighting ceremony in Bloomington about 5 o'clock. So you can get up to Indianapolis and enjoy that, then come back for the canopy of lights down here. Do I need tickets to see Santa arriving by helicopter and enjoying the lighting of the tree?
You know, maybe the best thing about Celebration Crossing is that it is included with the regular admission for the museum. So you can come out, enjoy absolutely everything that is in our galleries, three fantastic floors, and then all of the festivities all over the museum. We've got a magical train ride, activities in Santa's front yard and reindeer barn, so much more, and it's all included with admission.
Oh, that's outstanding. Carla Knapp is our guest today. She's in charge of communications at the Indiana State Museum and Historic. Where do you run a train? Do you have train tracks inside there?
We do. We have what we call the Snowfall Express, which is our indoor train. It takes over the third floor of the museum. And what's really fun is it's going to take you through kind of a magical journey from day to night time as the winter wonderland critters are enjoying the first snow in the forest. And as you're going on the train, it actually does snow.
Oh, very nice. Well, it's been so warm here in Indianapolis and in Bloomington. Sometimes we have to have a little help from our friends to get a little snow. And to do that, the Snowfall Express, again, is that included in my admission?
It absolutely is.
How do you guys do this? You get 1,000 things going on up there, 1 million people. Do I need tickets in advance, or can I come up that afternoon or that morning, rather, and just pop in? What's the best suggestion for our friends here in Bloomington that would come up to Indianapolis?
Yeah, you can absolutely purchase tickets whenever you arrive at the museum. But if you do want to purchase those tickets in advance online, you're going to save a little bit of money, which, you know what, everybody loves saving, especially around the holidays. So go ahead to indianamuseum.org, purchase your tickets there, and save a little bit of money.
Well, that's a great point, that we can always use that for a little bit of extra fun for the holidays as well. So the Celebration Crossing is going on. And, again, that's going to start on Friday, this Friday at 11 a.m. Now, Santa's going to be there Friday at 11 a.m. We're going to light the tree, but for folks who are out of town or can't make it up this weekend with family commitments or whatever else, what else goes on until the Christmas time?
Sure. So Celebration Crossing actually continues the whole way through the rest of the year. We keep it going through December 31st. The only day we're closed is Christmas Day. So we're going to have visits with Santa the whole way through the Christmas Eve. Then afterwards, we still have Snowfall Express running, all of the festivities, activities in the reindeer barn and Santa's front yard. This is a popular tradition with lots of families. Our Ellis Ayers Tea Room is open and serving a special holiday buffet the whole way through the end of the year. So for some of the older folks who might be listening, you might remember going to the Ellis Ayers department store in downtown Indianapolis. They were famous for their beautiful holiday windows and, of course, the delicious meals that they served in the tea room. Well, we have that recreated inside of the museum, so it's so much fun. You get to see families, grandparents bringing their children and their grandchildren to the tea room to give them a little taste of that holiday nostalgia, some of the memories that they have from when they were kids.
And what are your hours going to be after, obviously we know Friday, this all kicks off at 11 a.m. What are your hours during the week and weekends, or is this just weekends moving forward through the Christmas holiday?
Good question. So we are open daily from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Thursday evenings, we actually extend the hours to 8 p.m. to give you an opportunity. Maybe families want to come after they get off of work, or maybe, you know, couples want to make it a date night. We give you those extended hours so you can enjoy the festivities of Celebration Crossing into the evening.
And for folks who aren't completely familiar with downtown Indianapolis, where are you located?
We are just steps away from the Circle, just off of West Street on Washington. You will see us very near the corner. Our address is 650 West Washington Street.
Can't miss it. Now, there's plenty of room to park in downtown Indianapolis for those that haven't been there recently, right? Garages everywhere.
Absolutely. Our garage is open. And one of the great things, if you are planning to stay downtown, go shopping, go and eat somewhere, you can park in our garage. And it's so easy to walk downtown. It's really just minutes of walking. So that's another great way that people can save a few dollars and not even have to move their cars.
Exactly. Once you're there, enjoy the walk, enjoy everything that goes along with it. When is the traditional lighting of Monument Circle? Is that coming up this weekend as well?
It is. It is. So that's another great reason to come out this Friday. You can come to Celebration Crossing, see Santa's big arrival during the daytime, and then stick around for the Circle of Lights. That's lighting up this Friday evening. So it's a great time to come to Indianapolis, enjoy all of the holiday festivities.
Now, you have some discounts on your tickets as well. Who should be searching the website to save a couple dollars there?
Yeah, we have everybody, actually. We have discounts that we offer for various groups. If you're a member, current member or former member of the military, we have other discounts as well. But really, everybody can save at least a little bit if you go online and purchase tickets in advance.
And that is a great way to do that because you don't have to wait in line. You can jump right in and enjoy it. And these tickets, if you buy them, they're good for the rest of the holiday season, correct?
They absolutely are. So you know,
it's not like a concert. If you buy them for Friday and you change your mind and you say, oh, I can't make it, they're still good, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, if plans change, we totally understand that. Your tickets are going to be good through the end of the year.
Well, Carla, you're going to have a couple Christmas presents for our listeners today, as we have some passes for you. So if you would like to win those, we'll give you the number to call in just a second. But thank you so much for your generosity in making that. We'll make somebody's holiday dreams come true with passes
good.
Up to Indianapolis, to the Indiana State Museum, and then all the historic sites. You can learn about all that. Three floors, 650 West Washington Street. Do you have big holiday plans? Are you ready? They're not going to make you work this whole time, are they?
I'm actually going to be here. I'm so excited to see Santa's big arrival and then welcome everybody into the museum. Celebration Crossing is a huge tradition here at the museum, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here to kick it all off.
Well, your enthusiasm is infectious, and I thank you for making time today. I know how busy you are trying to get everything ready to go for Friday, but thank you so much for being with us, Carla. And, we hope to talk to you down the road and see what else is happening at the Indiana State Museum.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.